So we going over there?
Yep, we're going.
Hey, we're doing this.
Let's do it.
Dun, 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 dun. It's the Done in 30 podcast with Matt and Zach. I'm Zach.
And I'm Matt.
That's pretty obvious at this point. I mean, fuck, what is this? Like episode 13? If you don't know our voices by now, then get fucked. Go somewhere else. Listen to that Marc Maron podcast or whatever.
Speaking of which,
he's got Obama on there.
He's got Bro-mama.
Can you imagine if we had somebody like that big on the, like, wouldn't that be incredible? We get some like ridiculous or legendary figure in society to come on our podcast, but you know, there's only like three people to listen. So
I don't even know if there's three people.
We might have seven,
eight,
yeah, or like
eight, maybe
the first couple of episodes. Yeah.
All right, let's try this again. Let's try this again.
What are you doing over there?
Try this out.
You're too loud. Oh, you know we're recording, right?
Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, we're back.
Anyways, enough. We'll come back to the Marc Maron podcast. Why don't you tell me what you got going on this weekend, big guy?
Well, I'm gonna go. You know, take some long walks. I'm gonna walk on the feet. Gonna feed some ducks.
For those of you that can't see, I am wincing hard. I'm wincing very hard at Matt.
Matt Dizzle Dizzle will be at table 525 at the Artist Alley of Indie Popcon.
Oh man, you gotta spice it up. Okay, all right. I'll take a little.
Take a crack at it.
I'll take a little. You know, steal a little Joey Diaz here. So,
yo, listen to this.
All right, cocksuckers, listen. Where are you gonna be at 5:25? What is it? Friday?
Friday afternoon,
5:25. You're off work. You had a couple of beers. Go check this man out. My man Matt at Indie Popcon, 5:25 for your badass. And all you gotta do is where is it at?
It's Convention Center.
The Convention Center. Don't say which one.
Because there's only one.
There's only one. It's downtown, cocksucker. You just find the parking garage. You walk in. You buy your ticket. That's super cheap. Probably like $7.
You go. Hey, I want a 3-day pass. I want a 3-day pass.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have a 3-day?
Yeah, cocksucker. Get your ticket. How much is 3 days?
You know, I don't know. I think it's like $30 a day.
Great,
something like that.
Great plug. $30 a day?
I know. I paid like almost $200 for my table. That's what I did.
What?
Yep.
You're trying to promote shit and you have to pay more? I guess they are providing a table.
Yeah. That you could potentially make
retail
more than.
Space. Yeah. I guess that is true. Well, good for you, man. I'm proud of you. One step closer to greatness.
I started from the bottom and now I am here.
You started from the bottom and now you're Indie Popcon.
Now I've got a book to sell if you want to buy one of those Reggie and the Rabbit books.
Reggie and the Rabbit, you cocksuckers.
You get to see some of the behind the scenes stuff like layout, design. You get the whole script. Oh, how many comic books do you get the script for?
You can buy the super special edition version of the comic book where Matt has stapled a pair of his underwear in the back cover. Yes, it's the very pair of underwear that he stayed up all night drawing in. So
it even comes in a collectible biohazard bag.
Yeah, we don't want you getting sick or shit, you know. Come on, we don't want you getting pink eye from reading the novel. Hey, speaking of words, good segue. What's a novella?
A novella is a novel under 25,000 words.
Oh, it goes by words?
Yeah.
That doesn't go by like pages or
you know, I think a full size novel is 100,000, so it might be under 100,000.
No shit. Because I saw the word novella the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was too lazy to look it up. So.
It's French for little novel.
Are you shitting me? It literally is a French word that means little novel.
Yep.
That's cute.
Yep, cute. La petite, la foule.
So technically, you're selling a novella, but it's a comic.
Not really.
It's a comic book, so I mean, it's
not graphic novel.
A graphic novel, that's what they're called, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
how's
like...
That, how's the new one coming along?
I'm on page 7.
Damn.
7 of Infinity, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say the story is still kind of like developing, so.
Even the characters are developing. I have a brother character that has no name. I asked the community what should I name him?
Is it one of those things where it's like he's not even drawn in yet? You're just like he's got a brother. He hasn't come to the apartment yet.
It's like one of those outline to the question mark in it. It's like, guess that Pokemon.
Yeah, what's that Pokemon?
I've never seen that outline before, sir.
Belzar, or no, I don't.
Balthazar.
Bulbasaur.
It's
Charmander.
Charmander.
I'm sorry. That was. Give me another Pokemon name.
Chimsy.
That was Chip. Don't you lie to me. Chimsy is not a fucking Pokemon.
Are
you trying to fuck with me right now?
I mean, it's
Your name Thurman Merman? Did you get all D's on your report card? Thurman Merman? Please tell me you've seen Bad Santa.
I have seen Bad Santa.
God damn it, that's funny. He looks at his report card. He's like, I got all D's. He's like, your name's Thurman Merman? Are you fucking with me, kid?
No.
He talks about how his dad went somewhere and, you know, his mom somewhere else, and it's like, grandma just takes care of me. Jeez. It's funny, but it's kind of fucked up.
Funny yet depressing.
It's very, very depressing. But anyways, back to the Indie PopCon. 3 days only, the convention center, downtown Annapolis.
Last year, around this time, I was
a better plug, we could, like, provide, like,
like where it actually is.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, just, it's off of a 600 corporation.
Yeah, like the address or the phone number to buy your tickets and shit like that.
I learned if you say Indiana Convention Center to Siri, it'll take you right there. That's all you have to do. Just go, okay, Google, Indianapolis Convention Center.
Okay, you know what? My phone's right here. Let's just do that.
Okay, Google. Is it? Do you do a voice whenever you talk to your phone?
Indiana Convention Center.
No, I don't do an accent.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Take me to the place.
So, 100 South Capitol. Ooh, it's closed right now. Sorry about that.
For all you loiterers and skate park people.
And for those of you that are curious, it's 24 minutes away from Matt's apartment.
Uh-oh, you can draw a radius around the convention center and then throw a dart and try to figure out where I live.
Good luck. Anyway, so yeah, it's a really beautiful place. It's right down downtown. Go get your PopCon on.
People who are going to be there, Markiplier, the Let's Player.
Oh, he's actually going to be there?
He's actually going to be there. There's a lot of people selling Markiplier-oriented stuff to kind of take advantage of the fan base.
Wait, hold on. So he's going to be there, but people are going to be like selling his stuff?
They're going to be selling like images of him, like a poster or shirt or keychain or whatever nonsense.
Here's an example of Markiplier while he's playing the incredible game Happy Wheels.
Yeah, it's like a perfect cartoon voice.
Oh, look out for this. Well, Santa, look out for this. Santa, look out for this. Santa, 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 look out for this. Santa. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, okay. All right. Well, oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. This seems a little bit. Oh, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm all get you, you little bastard.
Anyways, he has an amazing voice.
He really does.
I'm actually kind of jealous. He's probably just like about our age. He could be younger, to be honest. But let's see. He has 8,093,254 subscribers.
How do we get to that level?
Make it 255. Anyways.
Did you literally see it go up just like in that span?
I may or may not have hit the subscribe button.
Jeez.
Hey, man. Happy Wheels. Okay, look. We'll talk about this real quick. So there's a phenomenon of voyeurism that if you tried to explain this to somebody like 2 years ago, like
they'd be like, "What are you talking about?"
What do you think Twitch came to be? Twitch.tv, for those of you who don't know, is an online,
maybe like 2010.
Oh, okay, so 5 years ago. So maybe let's say
it really wasn't populated, but people who were playing like StarCraft 2 or something.
Sure. So
that's why I watched it. Way back in the day, actually, like 2008.
No shit.
Yeah.
So like, okay, so but let's say like in high school, you're watching somebody play a video game. That's a thing now. Like people such as myself. Now I have a pretty good reason for it, which I'll explain here in a minute. But
I don't have time to play video games, or I'm not that interesting, so I play video games. I don't play them very well.
That is maybe true. We're not going to talk about them. From the show Archer, your words. So anyways, look, the reason why I do it, the main reason, especially a game like Happy Wheels, I don't own a computer that, well, I don't own a computer. I have a smartphone. That's it. I literally do not own a laptop. Wazzed. Yeah, I can't WASD, and I don't have a device that can play StarCraft II or, you know, Battlefield on the PC or World at War Zombies is what I watch the most. And I've told you about this before, but there are several YouTubers that play custom made modded maps on the PC, and I only own a console, so I will, unless I come over here and play on your computer or build like $1,000 computer, I'm never going to be able to play them. So I just watch people do it, and it's fun. You know, it's they're entertaining to watch. The one guy that I like's from Canada. So he's got like a nice little, it's just a slight Canadian accent, and then he plays with a guy from Scotland, and the Scottish accent's really cool too. So it's kind of cool. Like, you get a taste of culture, and you also get a taste of a video game you can't play. So that's why I like it. But some people PS3. Watch stuff that you can go to a store and buy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do that as much. I try to just watch the stuff that A, interests me, and B, like Happy Wheels. There might be a mobile version, but I doubt it.
How would you control things?
Yeah, good question.
I guess you just have to do a controller on the...
Yeah, but you have to do a lot for that game, don't you? Because you like pick up things, throw them up, down, WASD, like you were just saying. You have to use all the direction keys.
They do have that cell phone case that's actually a controller now.
Say what?
Yeah, it's like
a case that goes around the phone?
Yeah, it's almost like a PSP.
That's... Okay, so my roommate was digging boxes out of his closet the other night, and he pulled out a PSP. I haven't seen one of those in years.
You're like, what is that? Is that a remote control? What is that?
It's cool. I mean, it's a really great concept. It's kind of a shame that they kind of like... I don't even know if they make PSP games anymore. Probably
yeah,
not.
They do, with the Vita. I mean, really? It's more of a Japanese thing than an American thing. We really haven't like picked up on it.
I gotcha.
Not to mention, it's just a shithole of games. Games are not good here, the ones that are released.
Oh, I see.
What's kind of cool is you can actually use it as a controller and hook it up with your PlayStation and play your PlayStation 4 on the Vita with some games.
Now that's cool. Oh, hey, speaking of technology, did you hear about the Xbox One? Let's say August. They're going to release an Xbox One program. It only makes sense, but they're going to release a beta that allows you to... It's like a... I'm going to call it a mod or an emulator. Emulator. There we go.
Let you play.
You download an Xbox 360 emulator for the Xbox One, and you can play everything from the 360 on your new Xbox One. Yeah.
Is it a service or is it an actual like program?
No, it's a program. It's free, but of course right now it's in beta testing.
Right.
You know, when the PS4 and the Xbox One came out, I was excited, but I was also disappointed that for someone like myself that enjoys games on the 360, I just the Xbox One games, yeah, they're cool, but a lot of them are new, and I don't really know the franchise that well. So I would still want to play my 360 games. So Black Ops 3 is coming out. It's got zombies on it, and I'm gonna be honest, Matt, I'm very close to purchasing an Xbox One or
so you get PS4.
My roommate has an Xbox One, so I guess purchasing a PS4 might be who of me, but yeah, that is kind of cool because you get to play online for free. Like, you don't ever have to pay fees, right?
There's the PlayStation Plus, which is pretty much like the Xbox now.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to pay for online play?
You don't have to pay for online play, but you have to...
Netflix?
Yeah.
YouTube?
No.
So what do you have to pay for then?
That's a good question. I've always had it. I know you can play with...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so you never not had it with the PlayStation 4, so you just don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what the restrictions would be.
With the PlayStation 3, you could like play multiplayer games, but it wouldn't like save to your profile or some stupid shit like that.
What?
I might be off base here.
Yeah, you sound a little uneducated. We're really just a bad source for information right now.
I guess I've always had it, so I don't even really think about it.
Okay, well, the point is that it would make purchasing an Xbox One more enticing for me because I would be able to play the games I know and love. And then, of course, I can purchase new content.
And then on the PS4 side, they have a thing where they actually had the ability to play PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 1 games.
What about 2?
Not too many. I don't think there is any of them on that or PlayStation 2.
Yeah, they were doing, I looked up the article yesterday, I think, and the,
but it's like a streaming service.
Really?
Yeah. You have to pay, I think you have to pay per game and then you like basically rent the game for 7 days.
Oh,
but it's like $8 and you get it for a week.
It, like, you know that commercial with Henry Winkler? It's like a Geico commercial and he's like, come on, get the dollar bill. Or maybe it's a State Farm commercial and he's got the dollar bill on a fishing pole and he's like, oh, you almost got it. That's what they're doing to us. They're just dangling it in front of us. Hey, we could allow you to buy something that plays everything, but no. How about you just buy the new games and that's
And they're
it.
Finally announcing the ability to play like USB content. Like for things that are purchased through iTunes or downloaded, but
what do you mean play as in movies like, and music?
Yeah,
because how could you purchase? You can't purchase games through iTunes, right?
No, not to my knowledge.
Did I just say that out loud?
I let you have it. I wasn't like
you fucking idiot. We talking about hits blunt. Can you buy video games on iTunes? Have you ever seen those things on Twitter where it's like hits blunt and then it's like, you know, if two vegetarians are arguing, is it still called a beef? Like, have you ever seen those things?
No.
That's the only one I can think of.
I've seen like the sudden, what was it? The sudden
oh my God, that's
clearance
great.
Revival thing where it's a guy in the crowd like...
Yeah. He's like discovering. Yeah, there's actually that meme's great because in the background there's two people like maliciously making out right next to him. And so I don't know what it's called, but yeah, it's just the guy like
suddenly credence clearwater
like clairvoyance.
Yeah.
No, it's nah, like basically something becomes or clear.
That's an epiphany.
Yeah, yeah.
But like it's playing with the Creedence Clearwater Revival like group.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I just like all the really like ghetto stuff on the internet. It's so silly. It's because every time
I'm just here to fuck somebody's wife.
Oh, long dick style.
Oh, the Tyrone thing.
Man, my favorite is the one where he walks up to the guy. It's like two guys eating cupcakes. He's like, fuck this guy's cupcake because I'm here to fuck somebody's wife. Long dick style. He grabs the guy's cupcake and bites into it. And to me, that tells me it's set up. But there is another one where he walks up to these like it's like a stoop, like a steps on a building. And there's like, I don't know, like seven or eight like teenagers sitting there on their phones and just hanging out. And he goes, fuck these kids taking selfies because I'm here to fuck somebody's wife. And a couple of them stand up. They're like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And it's like, that might not be that set up. Like that was probably like a legit, like an, what would you call that? Like an honest reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody like did that craziness to me, I'd be like,
I don't think I could even react to it fast enough. I'd probably be like, what did he just say? I don't get it. But then again, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I can talk the talk, but I can certainly not walk the walk. Oh, I actually found a video today while we're talking about viral stuff. There's a video. It's a prank where the guy walks up and like bumps into you and he's like, sup, man. He's like, you ready to go? He's like, you know, just enticing a fight. And like the second that they bite the bait, so to speak, he rips his pants off and he's wearing like a bright green.
It's like, sup, B? Like a cock sock or something?
Yeah, it's basically a cock sock.
It's like, and they just
instantly, yeah, they instantly just start laughing and walking away. The very end of the video, Matt, the guy, it's these two black guys standing there, and he walks up, and he's not very tall, and these guys are very tall, and he walks up, and he's like, who wants to get their face smashed in? And this guy doesn't even, like, without skipping a beat, hits him in the jaw, and he just goes straight down. Have you seen it?
Like a sack of potatoes.
Seriously, like a sack of potatoes. He's on the ground. And the skit's over. I mean, the guy that's recording is like laughing hysterically. He can't stop. The guy just like, what? That'd have been great if he was pulling his pants off as he got hit. So he's just on the ground, like half naked. And he's like, but no, he didn't even get that chance.
Why does my ass hurt?
Dude, instantly just hit him in the jaw. I don't know if you call that an uppercut or what, but just he. like a sack of potatoes went down. It's very funny.
Yeah, he got sucker punched. It was like a
kind of.
It wasn't really like a right cross, but it was just like a punch. It wasn't a jab because it wasn't straight.
Yeah, he put him down pretty quick though.
It was a haymaker.
Yeah. Anyways, so
swinging for the fences.
Well, he swung for the fence and knocked it out of the ballpark. All right, so we got 10 minutes left here. What do you want to talk about? We got some serious stuff we can talk about, or we can just continue.
Oh my
with
goodness.
The belligerence. Talk about the Mark Maron thing?
Yeah, let's talk about the Mark Maron thing a little bit.
Because you actually heard it.
I was excited to hear
it. I'm uncultured, so I haven't listened to it yet.
It's not really like
it's probably like
controversial
at all.
It's
probably like half a second of him saying the N-word, and that's
it. Yeah, and it was in context to...
Yeah, what was he talking about?
He was talking about basically how like people... Oh, wait, what were they talking about? Is he... people
good,
be like using
story.
I have to remember because it was like last Thursday or
oh, it was a week ago.
Yeah, or Monday.
Yeah, because that was right when I went out of town. Well, hey, while you think about it, I'll just tell our listeners that I really recently just got back from Fort Myers in Florida, and we live here in Indiana. And in Indiana, like, I mean, obviously Florida's beautiful. It was on the beach. It's really nice. But the weather in Florida, or at least on the beach, is insane. It rains every day. Now, to some, that's kind of depressing. But honestly, it would rain for 30 minutes to an hour, and then it's done for the day. And it just provides the perfect amount of moisture for all the vegetation and everything. But it just, I don't know if you saw the pictures online, but they are just like, there's this phenomenon where the sun sets in the west, and this Fort Myers is on the Gulf side of Florida, and the sun is setting, and then there's like clouds and storm clouds that form around it. So almost every night we were there, there was like this ridiculous like glow, like a ray of sunshine poking through a hole that's just like a thunderstorm. And the video I put up is just like a lightning storm through it. It's really cool.
I saw the one of the alligators.
Yes.
You're playing Hungry Hungry Hippo with the alligator.
We went and played putt-putt on Monday night before we flew back. And they, in Florida, I can tell you this, if you try to feed a wild gator, you pretty much go to jail. But if you own a putt-putt course near the beach, you're allowed to feed their baby gators. And they were just so cute. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. It was weird. We went to a park that was by his apartment, and it was basically a swamp. It was completely underwater, kind of like the Everglades, but not. I mean, it wasn't technically the Everglades, but it's a like, you know, below sea level park, and they just have like a gator habitat. What was the other one? Otters. Yeah, they had like an otter lake, they had a gator lake, and then they had something else. And just, you know, it's a nice sanctuary for wildlife. It's a really beautiful place. But there was a sign that said, you know, do not feed the gators and do not incite them, or, you know, basically like instigate something, whatever big word is for that. Because if you feed a gator, or if it like gets a hold of you, they pretty much have to put it down. Because it's a wild gator in a park that they don't monitor. So if you like, you know, if you show a gator that it can eat people, then, and I think you go to jail too.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude, they don't fuck around. It's
don't fucks with no gators.
Seriously. They don't, you know, they say don't feed the wildlife, and they're serious about it. But it was just funny because we went into this putt-putt course. It was a lot of fun, by the way.
Where you got to break the rules. You're like, hey,
yeah,
look
there
at
were
me.
Like these baby gators that were maybe a foot and a half in length and just adorable as can be. But yeah,
don't they hiss at you?
They were making like, I don't know, I'll be honest, I was more focused on not dropping my phone in the water than what the noises they were making, but they do make little clicking noises. Like they were getting pissed off. Like, have you ever fed carp off of a dock, like in a lake? You know how they're just like on top of each other?
Yeah.
That's what it was like. It was just, they were all rubbing up on each other. And did you end up finding the context?
Oh, yeah. No, he was talking about black people being belligerent. And,
or like the recent racism stuff.
Yeah, using racism and acting belligerent just as an excuse to say the N-word.
I mean, look.
And that's what they're talking about.
He's the president of the United States. He's not, I can't imagine him going out of his way to say something like, I mean, because he's what? He's Hawaiian. He's not really black. Like his dad was black and his mom's from like.
I don't think he grew up in Hawaii. I think he grew up in the States.
Who cares? The point is, he's very he's like the palest black person ever. Like, do you remember when Dave Chappelle used to do white person?
Yeah.
Like, he put on, like, white face, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's what Barack Obama looks like. And with his years in office, he's so gray now.
Yeah, what's with that? Maybe
the stress of running the country.
He sees the Ark of the Covenant.
Constantly being criticized and hated. Look, I'm not saying I'm a huge fan of Obama. I know he's not the best president ever, but I mean, it's like one of those positions where you're never going to please everybody, and I would hate that. I could not do that.
And it seems like really the people you want to please aren't really the people, because they don't really represent
the
wealth.
We don't mean shit. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's, speaking of which, that Confederate flag thing, have you heard about that?
Yes, I have. This was all while I was on vacation, so I'm a little under the rock on it, but essentially, there was the shooting at that church in South Carolina. It was Charleston, right?
Charleston, North Carolina.
South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yeah, it's Charleston.
Whichever Carolina that one's located in.
Wait, you know what would be hilarious if there's a Charleston in both? I swear it's South Carolina, because that's where God, it looks, people, we'll allow me to apologize on behalf of Matt and I. We're not dumb people here. We're just, misinformed. What'd you find there?
Well, that it happened in Charleston.
Yeah. You could just type in Charleston, South Carolina, or North Carolina and see what it pulls up.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what I thought. And I think that's where the Wright brothers flew. It's Kill Devil Hill. I went there as a kid. It was really cool. Like, they're originally from Dayton, Ohio, but they went to, it's a place called Kill Devil Hill. You can't forget a name like that. And I believe that's also in South Carolina. And I think it's near Charleston. It's like by the ocean. And it's, I believe, where they flew their first plane. It's like the site of the first aircraft. It was really cool. Really cool place to go to. Check it out.
Did you see that the church members like forgave him?
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty typical. I mean, you almost have to. I mean, obviously it's an unforgivable.
You don't have to. Nah. Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what the fuck? He's either going to get killed in prison, which he deserves it, of course. But I don't know, man. I just like, I assume the people he killed are fairly, obviously they're at
church. Do you view it as a hate crime or an act of domestic terrorism?
I don't think domestic terrorism is even like a good phrase, but
no, it's terrorism because he's trying to incite like a race war.
Okay, is that look, I'm not a good person to ask. Is he white?
He is super white.
Okay, and did he kill white people, black people, Asian
black people?
Of fucking course. See, what an asshole. It could have been a bunch of white people. And I heard the fucked up thing is he actually like sat through an hour of the services and then started shooting people.
Yeah, he said he wanted to see the pastor. Sat down, had Bible study with them and whatever, and then took out his Glock and went to town.
Guns blazing.
It says handguns on here.
Mm. Well, look.
I guess this brought attention to the fact that the state capitol has the Confederate flag floating over it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, it's a symbol of hate.
I think it's just I don't know. I mean, the Confederate flag is a symbol. I mean, you know how people talk about things being unpatriotic?
Yeah.
I think the Confederate flag is unpatriotic.
In your northern,
yeah, I mean, I'm
anti-slavery
from the
view.
Yeah, I'm from the north, but
right.
if we're being real here, who won the war?
Right?
We did.
I saw an Onion post. It was like, South declares that not this year. It's not going to rise this year.
I love the Onion. They always take something serious and they always like know how to make it funny. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Look, I don't know. In a quick summary, because we're right at 30 minutes almost.
I don't think it should be as bad as like the swastika.
No.
Because it does have a place in history.
It does have a place in history, but so does the swastika.
And we have to use it in that context.
I mean, they're parallel, but to a certain point. I mean,
right.
Obviously, what Hitler did and his constituents or his friends, they did some horrible, horrible things.
Maybe like
all the Confederacy did was oppose the North.
Oppose the North. Yeah, it'd be like if the Germans fought over the right to kill the Jews or something.
Kind of. And I mean, and that's not right. And slavery is not right. I mean,
I saw a statistic that like less than 2% of the population actually owned slaves. So I don't know how rampant.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean, when the Civil War was happening, they freed so many.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like today, like, you know where the money is. The 1% owns.
Well, yeah, think about it. The South was pretty poor.
Right.
A lot of, you know, people are just struggling and trying to get by. So you're probably right. Slavery was probably things for like the rich
people.
It was
the cornerstone of their economy, most likely.
Probably. Yeah. I just remember that. Actually, you know what? My coworker gave me a brief little history. He's a big history buff. And he was talking about the fact that the Civil War also happened because of the expansion out west. That I guess they were trying to decide whether the new states that we, you know, stole from the Native Americans, whether they were going to be slavery or not. And so that conflict came home, so to speak.
That makes sense.
And then the North started saying, like, well, why even have slavery to begin with? That's not right.
Mm. And I think Abraham Lincoln used it as a unifying tactic.
Yeah, he wanted to bring all the states together, and the South wanted to secede, and he said, no, you're not. You're not. This is going to be a combined effort. You know what? We want our independence from the British, and we're going to be one whole nation. And so the South said, no, you do your own thing, and we'll do our own.
And I also wanted to talk about the Fast Track Trade Authority thing.
Yeah, let's touch on that. We can go over a little bit today.
It surrenders U.S. sovereignty for multinational corporations, handing them total global monopolies over labor practices, immigration, big pharma, drug practicing, GMO labeling, criminalization of garden seeds, etc.
Hold on. Criminalization of garden seeds?
Yeah. Monsanto owns GMOs, and they'll like plant fields of GMO stuff. And then if your crops, they'll like plant it right next to your crops. And then if your crops cross pollinate with theirs, they'll sue you. They're going to make like garden seeds because they're not like regulated by anything.
Okay.
Yeah. They're basically making it impossible to like have seeds without going through them. So they plan to hand over control over 80% of the US economy to global monopolists such as Big Pharma. And it enables corporations to engage in virtually unlimited toxic chemical pollution, such as like fracking, that kind of stuff.
Oh, shit.
Medical monopolization and the gutting of the labor safety laws, like the OSHA stuff.
Wait, how can you gut that? That's like a foundation of the working class.
You basically say, hey, I want to do this stuff. And then Senate says, okay, and then you do it.
Wait a minute. So what's this called again?
It is called
TPP.
The
TPP.
Yeah. Fast Track Trade Authority. It's kind of I think it's also called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I think that's the thing your friend at work was talking about.
Yeah, he was talking about some new implementation. Yeah, thank you. Implementation that essentially is it gives like the authority to some companies to allow you to replace a worker with like a foreigner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what this thing is talking about with the immigration.
Yeah, like basically they wouldn't have to pay. I know I'm not trying to be, you know,
simplistic or
yeah, sure. But like, okay, so a Mexican comes to the United States,
gets a green card,
gets a right to work, and then they bring
a business says, oh, look at me, I'm so awesome. Look at me, I'm giving this guy with a green card a job.
Yeah, I'm giving him a job, but I'm also
giving him priority over.
It's like hey, Zach,
domestic workers for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, they're willing to do the job cheaper. So in my opinion, it's kind of like outsourcing, but in the United States,
it's legal domestic outsourcing.
Thank you for wording that so beautifully, Matt. You're like a poet. Oh, my goodness. You're like a poet the other day in that Facebook chat, by the way. Anyways, but yeah, it's a real shame. I hope that doesn't make it through because it seems very very shady.
I think it might have been passed or is going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, anyways, tell our listeners what it is again so they can do their own research, because I honestly haven't had to look it up myself.
It says Waldemaric was distracted and by a contrived pre-planned Confederate flag distraction. The U.S. Congress forfeited the entire economic future of the country by quietly passing so-called fast-track authority, which would allow President Obama to approve the TPP free trade agreement.
Wait a minute. Are they blaming the church shooting to distract us from this?
Well, the state capitol thing.
Oh, the Confederate flag.
Yeah, because the rhetoric's not about that anymore. It's more about like this,
the symbolism of the flag.
Yeah, which is relevant and it's not relevant at the same time. Like, we should be focusing on either dealing with the issue of this kid like killing black people. Like that that should be the rhetoric instead of, I guess they called it whitewashing. Whitewashing, like all the streets are named after Confederate generals. There's a Confederate flag flown into the state capitol.
Yeah, okay. A street named after a Confederate general, I have zero problem with that. That's a part of history.
Right.
It's not like it's Hitler Avenue. And by the way, apparently there are Hitler lanes, Hitler streets and stuff. And I think that like after World War II, they all got changed to something else. That's a little snippet of trivia. You look it up and prove me wrong. But
I mean, we can't.
I'm almost positive there were like Hitler Lane, Hitler Court, and then post World War II, it was like, we should change that. So yeah, they had to.
I think our real issue here is with those kids from high school that I would experience, which had the Confederate flag on their mud flapped trucks.
Sure,
it would always have like dip in their back pocket.
Yeah, but I mean, they come from like farmland. Yeah, but that's just like a style. They're not. They're, unless they're like doing the old like, did you ever see that movie Mississippi Burning?
No,
I think that's the name of it. It's a really good. It's like a Gene Hackman. You just go watch it. The point is that unless they're actually murdering people or beating them up, like they can. It's the United States is a free country. You're allowed to say what you want, wear what you want. If you want to fly a Confederate flag legally, I hate to say this, but you should be able to
now,
but
it would
it
make sense
still
for the,
makes you an asshole,
right?
It's like the douchebag that double parks at Walmart. Is he going to jail for that? No, but he can still do it. I mean, it's not, I mean, it's like you're a douchebag and no one's gonna love you and hopefully you die alone, but should you be penalized legally for it? No, I'm sorry. That would be kind of contradicting a lot of things.
Oh, hello.
Elizabeth just walked in the room.
Elizabeth.
I don't know. I just I hate that there's so much turmoil. You know what I mean?
And it seems to be just suddenly.
Yeah, it has happened a lot recently, or more recent, so to speak.
And it's usually being perpetuated by police officers.
Yeah, but at least in this situation, there's no, you know, there's at least there's no law enforcement involved.
Yeah, do you see how like calm and collected they were?
When they arrested
him,
or
whatever. They had footage of him like
getting
caught.
Did he surrender?
I think so.
Didn't they like? It was one of like it was almost like a hostage standoff, but they like he agreed to peacefully surrender, which is a good thing because he can actually be tried,
right?
Instead of just offing himself and taking the coward's way out. You know what I mean? Because that's how a lot of them do it. You know,
I mean, the police response was really civil compared to some of the stuff we saw like at pool parties and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I was almost expecting him to like take out batons and just start like breaking his legs.
Which they should have.
No, they shouldn't have. Like,
if there's witnesses, baton the shit out of him.
Am I right?
Anyways, whatever. That's a little too serious for me. But you know what I mean. Like, I'm just glad that he can be processed, and hopefully somebody in jail will teach him a lesson every night at 9 p.m. when the lights go out. And you know what? It'll be a big old black guy too. That'll teach him a lesson. Oh, you don't like black people, huh?
He's gonna touch your toes.
He's gonna show him why they call him a hardened criminal. Anyways, whatever. Fuck him. It's sad that somebody could even like wake up one morning and go, I'm gonna go shoot somebody because they have a different skin color than me.
Like, who
the fuck comes up with that?
What's the psychology behind that?
Poor parenting. I know. I hate to be a scumbag, but that's what
I don't
blame
know.
On.
I don't know if it's that. That might be an easy out.
But I mean, seriously, think about it. My parents did a very good job raising me. I'm not trying to brag, but they did an impeccable job raising me, and they taught me to treat others with respect, the golden rule, you know, treat others as the way you'd want to be treated, and to just love one another, try, you know, give everybody a chance. You know, it's not there. Oh, excuse me. There's no reason to be like, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, give them the bird. But if their skin color is different from you, why? You know what I mean? Like, if you're just walking down the road and somebody is like Jewish and you're Christian, or they're gay, or they're a different skin color, I hate to tell you, but we're all the same on the inside. So yeah, why should you
judge
them?
The notion of race is kind of an interesting misconception, because we're all technically the same
race.
Right.
Duh. We're Homo sapiens, you fucking ape. Actually, that's a fun thing. I like to insult people by calling them apes, and somebody would probably think that that's like a racist term, but actually just means they're not smart enough. They haven't evolved yet. That's my thing.
Okay.
So
like Cro-Mag.
Yeah. Like they're not even Neanderthals yet. They're still, God, and I wish I had that chart in front of me. What's the pre-bipedal stuff? You know what I'm talking about, in the human genome, where they're like the primate stage. Like,
yeah.
You know, the stages of course, if you're in that part of the country, you probably don't believe in that evolution. Whatever. We're at 40 minutes, so I think that's enough for today. But hey, one more time, tell what's the name of that thing that should look up again?
Oh, the TPP.
Yeah, no, but the full name of it.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership. Look
yeah,
that
so
up.
So look it up. See what you think. You know, send us an email. Tell us what you think. Maybe you know. Maybe you
write your congressman, your senator, or something.
Yeah, maybe you have some inside information. We can meet at a parking garage somewhere. You can tell us the whole story.
And if you feel compelled, maybe outreach to the victims of the shooting. See if there's like a cause that you can jump on.
Yeah. Yeah, because how many people passed away? Was it 12?
9.
Close enough. But still, it's sad.
Yeah, even one is too many.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that have been great if somebody, like a patron of the church, saw him pull a gun out and shot him first?
Well, that's what they're doing now. They have a...
And it's just like, and nobody died today except for a bad guy. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Oh,
but
the members of the church are actually like carrying guns now.
Good.
So they're afraid of repeat offenders?
Well, they should be afraid, but this will deter anybody from harming them. Excuse me.
I don't know. It's so rare that it actually happens at like...
Yeah, I know. Well, it shouldn't happen at a place of worship that's like... That's somebody's like life.
It would be as ineffectual as a TSA. Because like they don't really catch anything.
Well, okay. Quick story about the TSA. They did... they do state that you're not allowed to take anything over like 3 ounces onto an aircraft in an unchecked bag. And I took a tube of toothpaste, full size, and I took some bug spray, and I took some sun lotion.
And you made a mortar and killed them all.
And I had to take my shoes off both times. But regardless, when I left Indianapolis, the woman, it was funny because she's like, "Can I see your bag, please?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "I don't know what my operator is doing, but I need to see your bag." It was great because like the guy running the machine just let it fly. And I said, "Look," I said, "ma'am, I was like, I know they're a little big, but I was like, but can you just like look at them and tell me that they're okay?" And she's like, "Well, sure." She goes, she opens it up. She goes, "Oh, your toothpaste mostly gone." She's like, "You're good." Because it was a mostly used tube of toothpaste. And then she said, and then she's like, "Okay." She like looked at the bug spray. She looked at the sun lotion and she goes, "Look," she goes, Do you have any layovers?" And I said, "Yeah, LaGuardia." She goes, "Just don't leave security. Have a good time." And I was like, "Well, thank you. Thank you so much." Like, she could have been rude. She could have been a stickler and just gone, "No, you terrorist," and thrown him in the trash. But instead, she understood that I'm just a dude going on vacation. And I don't know. I mean, I was polite. I just said, "May I keep them?" You know, and I think they were like 5 ounces. They weren't that much more than the regulation, but it's not explosives. It's like what's that bug spray called? I can't think of the big brand.
Amoxicillin. I don't bug off.
No. Regardless, the point is that they were very nice. Now, going from Fort Myers to home, the guy took one look at my bag and said, "Bitch it." He wasn't fucking around. I mean, I was already coming home from my trip, so I just said, "That's fine. I understand it. Threw him away." So,
I got him this far.
Well, I mean, I got my use out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I prevented myself from getting sunburnt.
Are you gonna buy me new toothpaste?
No, the toothpaste was it's that new Crest, like Total Mouth Control or whatever. It's so nice.
It's called Crest Mouth Orgy.
I think it's a Total Care or something. It's got Scope in it. When you wake up, you actually have like mostly fresh breath. I mean, still got a little of dragon breath, but it's not all there. All right, folks. Well, that's enough for today. This is Zach and Matt signing off at done in 45 minutes. So have a good day, night, or morning.
And visit me at booth 525 at Indie PopCon.
Oh, yeah. And if you do want to write us an email, it's done in 30, DONEIN30 at gmail.com.
You can do it. You can do it.
I almost said done at 30.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we're done.
All right, see ya.